In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
We are thrilled to be here.
Thrilled to have you.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Happy Tuesday.
Hmm. Happy Tuesday. Yes. Weird. Yeah. My whole week is thrown off now.
It's fun to mix things up once in a while.
That's right. Yeah.
While we see the benefit of creating routine and building momentum from that routine, sometimes you just have to step outside that routine to see what's happening, to see what's available to you, to see what's new, to see what's outside of your zone, your comfort zone. Have we ever spoken in depth about comfort?
No.
Comfort is a very cozy, warm feeling, isn't it? It's this illusion of safety, but that's all it is an illusion, because you are safe. You can be comfortable wherever you are. And the only difference between being comfortable in your comfort zone and being uncomfortable outside of your uncomfort zone or outside of your comfort zone is your idea of negative emotion or fear. So within a comfort zone, you tend to think of it as a bubble without fear, or with less fear, or with manageable fear. And outside that comfort zone is a bubble where fear seems more dense, more scary, more unmanageable. So if you could learn to expand the amount of fear that you can manage, then you can expand that zone of comfort to encapsulate the entire world. Actually, you could get to a point where there is nothing inherently scary about anything, that you can realize that all the fear that you're feeling about doing big, bold things that you want to do is just the sense of fear that you are unable to manage from this point where you are now. Now, what's interesting about this, if you have a desire, that vibrational relationship to that desire that you do not have now in your life, if you were a vibrational match to it, it would exist in your life. Since it is not in your life, you are not a match to it. However, when the desire does manifest, it means that you are a vibrational match to that desire. Therefore, you have raised your vibration to equal that of the desire. And that version of you that's raised the vibration is able to manage whatever fears there are around that desire. So the higher level of you, the one that's reached this desire, whatever that desire is one that can focus and deal with fear at a level higher than you are able to now. Now, how does one change from who you are now to the version of you that's ready for your desire? Well, all you're really doing is altering your beliefs and altering the way you manage fear. So something that seems very scary to you now will not seem scary to you at all from this higher place. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. So all you're doing is handling fear a little bit better. That's all you're doing. That seems so easy, doesn't it? Especially when you realize that the fear that you can handle now is really no different than the fear you handle at a higher level. It's the same sort of thing. It's a fear seems big now, but it only seems big from your perspective. To people who are receiving the manifestation of what you want, those fears are no different. They're easily managed. So all this is the process of managing fear. And how do you manage fear? One, you realize it's rational. Once you realize it's rational, you sort of take some power away from it, don't you? Once you realize that it doesn't have the power to do you any harm, that it isn't a big deal, that all it is a way that your ego is protecting your persona, that it's not really a thing at all, that The only thing that could be damaged is your persona, but your persona is really non-existent. It's made up. It's a story. You can change your story at any time. Who cares? Who cares? Why can't you go up on stage and speak? Why can't you ask for a raise? Why can't you ask for a sale? Why can't you ask for a date? These sort of things, right? Only because the fear that it might somehow mean something based on the persona that you've created. Right? Mm-hmm. If you were going to go and ask for a raise at your job and you had this fear around this, well, the person who is a vibrational match to the higher money doesn't have the fear. In fact, what that person believes is that they are worthy of the extra money, that it's an outrage that they don't get the extra money, and that, of course, they should get the extra money, right? So that fear is non-existent because they view themselves from the position where they deserve the money. So the fear means nothing. However, to the person who feels insecure, inadequate, barely holding on to the job, asking for a raise seems out of the question. Who am I to ask for a raise? That makes no sense at all. I shouldn't need to ask for a raise. Maybe when I do better, I should maybe possibly be given a raise. But if I ask for a raise, that would seem out of the question. And so we say to you that all it is a different perspective on that fear itself and on yourself and how you see yourself and how you create that persona. And if you can change that persona, then you can change everything. Most incredible thing we've ever said in the history.
Just keeps getting better and better, huh?
It's a different perspective, isn't it, on fear. Mm. And it means something different now. That the only thing holding you back from anything you want is your perception of how big of a deal this fear is. And when you realize that when you receive your desire, when it actually manifests in your reality, you will not consider the fear even a fear. It will have vanished. So all you need to do to get whatever you want is to push through that fear. So we say, push through the fear. That's our new slogan. Just push it. Just push through. So what would you like to talk about today? We have all day. We could be here for hours.
Wow.
We could be here for days.
Wow.
A marathon. We have so much energy and enthusiasm. Mm-hmm.
A Joshua marathon. I love it.
Yeah.
24 hours, all day, every day.
I've been getting better about feeling like I have all the time in the world, but today I feel like I have very little time, and I'm grumpy.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so you've taken a perspective.
Yes.
That you're doing something that you don't want to do, that you'd rather be doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
The perspective is that there's something better out there for you, and by doing what you're doing, you're being held apart from that which you want to do. From the better thing.
Right.
Well, do you know what that means?
I'm not in there.
You're making up a story.
Yeah.
Because what you're doing is the perfect thing for you to be doing. Otherwise, you could not be doing it. It would not be possible. So when you think that, because you could easily think that you could be doing something else much more terrible, like removing a roof off a building.
Yeah.
In the cold, that would be worse. You could be cleaning out the sewers. That could be worse.
Yeah.
But instead you make this story that you could be doing something else, right? Mm-hmm. But everything you need for today is contained in everything that you're doing today. And there are things for you to get today. And if you go in with an attitude like, I shouldn't be here. This is a waste of my time. I don't want to do this. This is boring. This is dull. I have so many more things I'm interested in doing, but here I find myself doing this thing I'm doing. Then you shut yourself off from all the powers of the universe, all the forces of energetic support that you could be tapping into, mm-hmm. and you're just going it alone, being miserable, and dipping into a low emotional state of being, which is fine, which is fine. However, it's not as fun as being, I am here because I'm supposed to be here. Now, let's figure out why. Let's be curious. Let's pay attention to what's happening. What can I get out of this situation?
I have been, trying to find the fun. It is, yeah, you're right. I know that I have an awesome job as far as jobs go. like taking pictures of babies, you know, and I love taking pictures, and that translates to other things that I'm doing, you know, photography skills. So practicing that, getting to look at these brand new human beings, you
meeting
know,
meeting people,
right.
Having conversations.
Yeah.
Noticing what's going on, noticing how others are dealing with energy.
Yeah.
In that surrounding, in that environment.
Right.
Paying attention, learning, growing, expanding, being a pure positive being of love and acceptance.
Yeah.
In an environment like this.
Right.
Where there could be fear and there could be joy and it's all working together.
Yeah.
And you're receiving money and income and all the stuff that goes with that.
That's the thing.
And people are valuing you.
Yeah.
It's a perspective thing.
Right.
So you are going to become a master of choosing the perspective.
Yeah.
Because from this perspective, you open up access to infinite intelligence,
right.
to your inner self, who is communicating with you, who's sending you inspiration, and everything you need can come from that. So when you think you shouldn't be here, you're saying, the universe doesn't know what it's doing. I know what I'm doing. I know what I should be doing. The universe has no idea. I'm the one who has this all figured out.
Right.
So that is a resistant way of being, rather than an allowing way of being. What's going to happen today? How am I going to get what I need to get out of the day? This should be interesting. I sort of feel like I should be doing something else, but I know that's a story. So I'm going to make up the story that this is the place to be, and I'm going to be open and receptive and receive inspiration, and let me be guided through this day so that I am remain on my path and allow whatever needs to unfold to unfold.
Yeah. So I've been, I mean, other days I've worked, I've been a lot more successful with that. Today I haven't been so much, but one of the reasons I have fears around abundance. And I know that like, it's just worse today because I'm in a lower vibrational state, you know, like lower emotional state. So I'm more susceptible to it, but.
You can't have fear about abundance. Nobody's ever had a fear of abundance. No one ever said, I have too much abundance.
Right. Okay.
You have a fear of lack.
Right.
Right. So of all the animals and creatures in the world, humans, we would say, are the ones who think about lack. And this brings up an excellent point, and we're so happy that you brought this up because we so wanted to talk about this. Good. This is going to be so much fun. One, there is no lack.
Right.
And two, the only way you could see lack is by being focused on lack. And focus is how you get whatever you want. And your job is to be a great storyteller so that you can align your focus with what it is you want and not with what it is you do not want. Right. So the story that you tell helps you focus on what you want. So focus is the energy of the universe. It's the energetic component that brings it all together. By focusing like a laser beam on that which you want, and that which you have, and that which you appreciate, and that which you desire, and that which you can see in the world around you, and that which you can pay attention to, and give your attention to, and think and dream about, that's all you want to do. When you focus on, this isn't happening yet, this isn't here yet, I'm not sure if it's ever coming, I'm going to have to figure this out on my own, because it's definitely not coming. If you think that way, guess what's going to happen? It's going to be a lot harder to come.
Right.
Whatever it is you want. So we love this idea of focus. And you focus very well on the things you're passionate about. You're able to focus.
Yeah.
Sure, fear comes up. But generally, you're focused on the positive side of that stick.
Right.
So right now, you are focused on the lack side of the abundance lack stick.
Oh.
And it's a common place to be focused. But it just doesn't work in this reality. You think that, well, we don't think you think this, but we think that a lot of people believe that if they have a problem, they should focus intensely on that problem in order to solve it.
Mm.
But we all know, you and we and everyone who's listening know that this is an attractive universe and you get what you pay attention to. So focusing on the side of the stick that is the problem is detaching you from the solution. Focusing on what it is you want allows you to intercept or connect with the solution.
So would I focus on like a feeling of comfort or security? I mean, because I know it's not just money, but...
Focus on what's going well. And the only reason you would ever attract thoughts that things aren't going well is from fear.
Right.
And the only fear that's coming up is irrational fear. So think about what you want to think about. Think about the fun things that you like to do. Think about the dreams that you have. Think about the friends that you have, the things that you appreciate, the things that are working out in your life now, your children, your dog, your friends, your work, all of these things that are going perfectly well,
right.
Your home, everything that's going perfectly well, your laptop, all these things, anything that's working for you,
right.
Your intelligence, your ability to connect with us, your two podcasts, your three podcasts, all of these things, right? Whatever right. is going well, focus on that, keep your mind on that, and say to yourself that everything is going to work itself out, okay? This is a period in my life where I am raising my vibration, and this is a fun time to be here. When I am somewhere else, I'm going to look back on these days and see how exciting they were and how challenging they were and how much there was to do and how much I wanted and how much desire and what that desire felt like. That won't always be the case. In the future, you will have less strong desires than you do now. Because things will be easier in the future because you will have allowed enough stuff to come to you.
Right. So I know that like where this like low emotional state is stemming from. Yesterday I was in a situation where somebody who was upset with me served up all my fears on a platter. And it was like the situation, back in the day on the round table where when listening to something like what I perceived as criticism, I felt fairly neutral. I felt like I was handling it really well at the time, but then afterwards I realized that it affected me more than I realized.
What it was that you handled it brilliantly at the time.
Yeah.
You were in the moment. You were conscious of how you were feeling and how you were being.
Mm-hmm.
You had pre-paved that time period in advance. You were aware and awake, and you were projecting love.
Mm-hmm.
After the fact, as you did no longer pre-pave the next phase of this, you dip back into a low emotional state of being. And isn't it interesting to notice the silly little thoughts that come to you when you dip below that line, just a little bit below the line, these silly little thoughts, they are attracted by your state of being.
Yeah.
Right? When you were powerful, present, pre-paved with intention,
right,
focused on what you wanted to accomplish in that situation, you were fine.
Yeah.
But you didn't pre-pave a little bit further ahead. You didn't say, after this is over, I'm going to realize what is happening here, realize the other person is in fear, realize that I am projecting love, that all I can do is project love, that I cannot create another person's reality, but I can also remove her influence on my reality. I do not have to accept anything other than how I feel. And I'm going to choose to feel good. I'm going to choose the higher perspective. And I'm going to realize that all of this, my part in this and everyone's part in this, was on purpose so that everyone could get what they need. And this is part of that process. It may seem like a bad thing right now, but from the higher perspective, it's certainly not a bad thing. It's part of the sifting and sorting through life and developing preferences and figuring out what you want and what you don't want.
Right.
On everybody's side, right? And there is nothing inherently bad or wrong with any of it. So I'm intending to feel good. And in times when I dip down, I'm going to soothe myself by reminding myself how the universe really works. Right. And that everyone is responsible for the reality that they create. And I cannot create in someone's reality, and they cannot create in my reality. And what happens if it's perceived as bad, that's the perception of the person who's in the moment.
Right.
It doesn't have to be my perception. It doesn't even have to be their perception. But they are choosing one perspective, and I am choosing a different perspective because I am choosing to feel good. And other people may want to make me wrong or other people wrong, but it has nothing to do with me. It has to do with how they are perceiving the moment and what they feel like will help them get through this moment. And that is right as well for them.
Yeah.
It's not the way that I would choose it, but it's the way that they know best, and that's the best thing that they can do with what they have. So I feel joy for them, knowing that they're expanding through this contrast and they are defining their preferences. And I feel joy for me, knowing that I was powerful and strong in this moment and that I have learned so much and was able to integrate that into this one moment. And I felt my power. In fact, I felt my power because I was looking at it from the same perspective as my inner self. And therefore, I felt positive emotion in the form of goosebumps or whatever.
Yeah.
So instead of saying to yourself, telling yourself a story that there was a problem or there's an issue or whatever, tell yourself the story that I was magnificent in that situation. And I am proud of myself for how I handled it. When other people did not handle it as well as you did. Other people you would think could handle it a little bit better.
Interesting, though. To think about pre-paving after.
Yeah.
That never occurred to me. That
post-paving.
You pre-pave for something, post and pre. Yeah.
Setting intentions for the situation, but you got to remember the situation is going to go.
However it's going to go.
Reverberate right. after it.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's advanced. That's Joshua 204.
Look at us.
Yeah.
The leading edge right there.
Yeah.
Something new.
Excellent.
Good. So how are you going to get back to a positive emotional state of being?
By staying on this call. I already feel better. After this, I have to go back to work. So I guess I'll just be.
Get to go back to work.
Yeah.
Be with all the babies.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
attracting all the abundance.
Yeah. See, hear that in my voice. I don't feel yes, attracting all the abundance. I just don't want to go back. But I know. I'm telling myself a story. I'm choosing a perspective, but I just don't want to. I just want to quit. Like I was in there today, and I just wanted to quit. I just don't want to do anything. To do with my job? And is it just because I'm in a low and emotional state? And so I don't know.
Don't make any decisions from a low emotional state.
Yeah.
Because the thoughts and ideas that come to you from that state resonate with urges to make you feel better. And just like the situation yesterday, the person was urged to do something that she thought would make her feel better, but it didn't exactly help.
Right.
Right. It actually was not aligned with who she really is or in any way beneficial to what she really wants.
Yeah.
And that's because from a low emotional state, you just don't get the clarity and the connection to higher vibrational thoughts and ideas. And that's why we say, make sure you feel good before taking any inspired action. And if the action is not inspired, when it's reactionary, don't do it.
Right.
So if you were inspired to go in there and say, I quit my job because it's so great to quit a job and get me on my path to wherever else I want to go. Or you say, I can't do what I want to do because I'm stuck with this job.
Yeah. I know how silly it is. Like, that's why it's hard for me to even finish my sentences because this isn't my.
The worst part is how you can theoretically know everything. But to put it into practice is another thing because you receive thoughts that come to you that are in opposition to your best interests because you're in a low emotional state of being. And the practice of meditation helps you, one, recognize your thoughts, two, label them, mm-hmm. three, identify your emotional state of being, and four, understand that they're attracting, mm-hmm. they're attracted because that's your vibration. It's not made up in your mind. It's not a thought factory. These aren't rational decisions that you're thinking about. Mm-hmm. So we could say that rational thought comes from a high emotional state of being, and a rational thought comes up from a low emotional state of being. So the high emotional state of being is love, rational thought, no fear. And the low emotional state of being is fear, irrational fear, and irrational thought. Hmm. So don't trust those irrational thoughts because they're really just urges.
Right.
Right? Just to make you think you should be doing something. Like another person might not quit their job because they're so afraid of quitting their job. And they might eat or drink or smoke or do something like that. Or yell or curse or punch a wall. Yeah. All these things are coming from this low emotional state of being.
So I feel like part of what's contributed to the low emotional state is I'm aware that like, I'm a conduit. We've talked about this before, how I'm just open and allowing a lot of the time. So it's easy for the universe to use me in other people's lives. And I'm getting something from each of those interactions too. It's been a really intense series of that being used as a tool where I get into these interactions, you know, I meet somebody that I'm interested in getting to know. And then all of a sudden they're gleaning all of this information from me. And I'm trying not to judge it as wrong because I just wanted to have like a fun, you know, interaction with a person. And then it turns into like, I don't know.
Into you being the teacher?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm sorry that you're a teacher and that you came here to teach. That's horrible.
Is there a way for me to feel less like drained by it? Just spending more time by myself or is this just.
Yes, this is who you are. You can't feel drained by it. You can't be out of sync with who you really are for too long. You are looking at it from a low emotional state of being or from a problem or from overwhelmment, right? You are being overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And from this feeling of being overwhelmed, you want to pull back, mm-hmm. or you want to imagine that something could be done differently so you don't.
And that's when the call dropped due to vibrational difficulties. But thank goodness Joshua came back shortly.
We're thrilled to be here.
Again.
Has it been a whole week?
Yeah. Not quite.
It's very hard for us to tell.
Well, wake up.
Seems like it's just been a few minutes. You never know in the non-physical.
Yeah.
We have to look around for a calendar. Ah, okay. So there was a disruption in the energy.
Yeah.
Of the mood of the situation. But luckily, we can come back into alignment very quickly. Mm. And when we do that, we engage the powers of the universe, and then everything works out fine again. Mm. Isn't it interesting that you've gone through some times that you would call difficulty, and sometimes a day goes by and you're back to normal. And sometimes a year goes by and you're back to normal. And most of the difficulty that you've had your entire life, you can't even remember. Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. And when you think, oh, I'm going through a difficult time and you're stressing about it and you want to figure out how you made mistakes or what you could have done differently or how the other person should have been different, all you have to do is say, tomorrow it's going to be a whole different perspective. I'm going to adopt a different perspective naturally. I don't even have to think about this. I'm just going to wait till tomorrow, and tomorrow I'm going to wake up, and it'll be different. It will not be as intense. And then the next day, it'll be less intense. And the next week, it'll be less intense. And in a little while, it'll fade away into oblivion. It can fade away into oblivion now if you allow it. Mm-hmm. But if you don't allow it, it's going to fade away anyway. So who cares? It's no big deal. So You don't have to worry about things like this. These are manifestation events. They are moving everyone, every single person involved in a manifestation event. It's for them. Mm-hmm. And it's moving them to another level. And people in manifestation events say, might say, why am I even here? What does this have to do with me? Mm-hmm. Who thought to bring me in this? And the answer to that question is you did. You had to be into it. Hmm. Whatever your part was to play in it, you got something out of it. And if you felt negative emotion, well, that's a little irrational fear that you can deal with. And once you've dealt with that fear, or once you've changed your mind on something, or once you've gotten to a new insight or a new perspective, well, that's all you needed to do from that manifestation event. And if you felt fear during it, and you can go back and look at that fear and say that fear was irrational. It really had nothing to do with me. It was protecting a persona. It was protecting my comfort zone. It had nothing really of importance. And now I can release that fear and go on. Now, if you don't release the fear, you're going to encounter more and more things like this.
Hmm.
Right. So release the fear. Realize that it's the other person's issue, that your issue is whatever your fear was, not what their fear was.
Mm-hmm.
And then go on. So it's easy. It all takes practice. But knowing how the universe works, how physical reality works, you can see things from a different perspective, and that alone makes it easier. Because imagine being a person who didn't understand what was really happening in a manifestation event. You would react to it by asking it or people in it to be different than they are. Mm. You would have acted on urges to fight back, to say something, to make the other person wrong, to leave, things like that. And then you wouldn't get anything out of the manifestation event. And that's generally what happens to most people.
Mm.
The design of the system was that you would be thrust into situations where your limiting beliefs would be brought out into the open, and that your fears would be brought out into the open, and everyone could see what they are, and you would look at your fears and you would laugh about it because they're irrational. And you would say, this is why I'm not getting what I want, because I have these limiting beliefs and these fears that do not align with the desire that I have. And in order to make me a vibrational match to that desire, well, then I have to alter my beliefs and alter my the way that I respond to these fears, the way that I project these fears, the way that I think that these fears are really anything at all, that are a big thing, that are big fears, right? So had you been a child and had your parents said to you when you fell down and you were crying that this is part of growing up, and that's what they did, right? Now, if someone took your doll and you start crying, you hadn't fallen down, so this was a manifestation event around the fear of loss, right? And had your parents say, you cannot lose anything. If you are a vibrational match to something, it will remain with you as long as you need it. And when you don't need it, it won't be there because something else is making their way into it. So you don't have to worry about losing anything. So it would be the same thing as them picking you up and saying, don't worry, you're going to learn how to walk. Keep going. Don't worry. Things are going to come in and out of your life. You don't need to be attached to them. There is no loss, right? Had they done that, then all these manifestation events your entire life, you would have been able to deal with them. But as you can walk now and move around and be safe and do all the things you want to do physically, emotionally, you haven't learned how to deal with fear. So now you're at this age in your life that you have come here, and now you're being told that you have to re-examine your whole relationship to fear and change how you see fear and realize that there's some fear that's false because it's irrational and some fear that actually is a real thing, like petting a lion or falling off a cliff, right? Those are rational fears. The rest are irrational. Now you have to deal with it. And it's not so easy, is it? Because how you've dealt with it in the past is by walking away, ignoring it, or making it wrong in some way. And mm-hmm. we're saying, don't do that anymore. Do this over here. So that's going to take some time.
Mm.
As long, as much time as you need. As many lifetimes as you want to do. Or days, either way.
Days. I prefer days.
Whatever. And what's the purpose, really, of being able to deal with negative emotion and fear? It's so that you can get back to feeling good as soon as possible and refocus on what you want. Focus again, right? If you're focused on what you want, you're going to ignore all the stuff that is bringing up the fear, and you're going to say, you're going to deal with it and go on to, back to focus with what you want. That's the beauty of the system. Such an elegant design. Mm-hmm. It's so simple. Mm-hmm. When you see it laid out in front of you like this, it's so simple, theoretically. Mm-hmm. In practice, well, there's a lot of momentum. Mm-hmm. You just got to get like a jet ski so that you can be nimble and quick and move around it. Yeah. And that will take time. Thank God you have manifestation events. Isn't that an awesome thing?
And I guess the stronger your fear, the stronger your manifestation event can be to push you through that.
Exactly. Exactly. The intensity of the manifestation event is directly related to the intensity of the fear.
Interesting.
So if the fear is mild, then the manifestation event will be forgotten the next day. It's no big deal. If the fear is very strong, then it's going to take some time for most people to get over it. But still, you must, whether it's a mild fear or an intense fear, it's still your job to work on that fear and to understand what it is and what you're doing. If you have a super strong fear where you become irate and enraged, well, this is the perfect time to settle down and reexamine everything that brought you to this point. Because this is a major manifestation event. And if you can see that things turned out in a way that enraged you, you can see how that you've created this and your resistance is so strong to what you've created that you don't want what you want.
You don't want what you want.
If you create something and it looks and it brings you to this huge manifestation event because you've gone through literally thousands of smaller ones and you ignored everyone until this one. And you've probably gotten some physical issues and you've probably gotten some, all kinds of bodily issues and things are going on, right? And then it comes to a big one and you are enraged because you think it's so wrong because you've been resisting every other little one all the way through. And this one is meant to capture your attention. And so now you have a choice. You can re-examine everything that's brought you to this point, or you can ignore this one as well and say that the other people are wrong. It has nothing to do with me. And if you say the other people are wrong, well, you've missed the point of the whole manifestation event, and you've gained nothing from it. If you gain something from it, you will say to yourself, what am I really resisting here? What am I trying to hold on to? I'm trying to hold on to something that's not real. It's because I'm afraid of the next step. I'm so afraid of the next step that I'm going to hold on to what I think is important, and even when I'm in pain. And I've been shown time and time again that I need to let go.
When it, on the flip side, could be so much better. You just don't know that.
The flip side will be so much better.
It
will be what you want. You are not getting what you want now, and you are being changed into the version of you that will get what you want by hook or crook, one way or the other. You're going to get there. Kicking and screaming or going gracefully. And if you kick and scream all the way to your deathbed, well, then you're going to get to do with your next life.
No
or
thanks.
In the non-physical. Either way. In the non-physical, you have the opportunity to look back on your life and to go, I get it now. And that's not the fault of the person. The person who is going through the manifestation event hasn't been taught how this works and has only been taught that you need to resist. You need to fight for what you want. Hold on with death grip to what you have. Never let anything go.
I tried that. It doesn't work.
It cannot work in this universe.
It doesn't work.
This is a
not at all. It makes you very, very ill. Hmm. Not good.
One of the manifestations of that approach to life is physical bodily issues. Yeah. Because when you resist something, you cause stress on the body. Yeah. Inner conflict causes stress on the body. All conflict causes stress. Inner conflict causes bodily stress.
Hmm.
Right? And eventually your body's going to have to tell you something.
Yep.
Right? It won't kill you. It'll just...
it will have no mercy.
It will manifest in a way that will let you know what's going on. And if you ignore that, then maybe it'll kill you. But that's okay too.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
I've had an interesting turn of events with, you know, the migraines, where now I can, there's a specific pinpoint, I can pinpoint it in my head where it's starting. And I have been able to, not every time, but a few times, I have been able to back myself out of it by allowing, relaxing, telling it's happening for me, and just allowing. And it's
understanding the message.
Yes. And trying to figure out what the message is. Why is this coming? What am I resisting? What am I holding on to? It's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Imagine. That's fantastic. Yeah. That is a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
That is what your body's trying to tell you. You want to think this way? This way that's a very resistant way? Well, we're going to alert you to the fact that you're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can pick up on this clue, then you can do something to think a different way.
Yeah.
Which means that you have all the power.
Absolutely.
You have the power. Which means that you have the ability to think any thought you want to think, or to take a perspective that is empowering to you, or to choose a belief that is beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
You can make it all up. Right? You have all the power. Now, the trick is, can you really stop thought? Can you really think what you want to think? Can you really focus enough on thought to get you through this little valley of low emotional state of being or resistance? Can you focus yourself out of it? That's what practice is, and that's why we ask you to meditate every day, because the meditation is a practice that encourages you to control your thoughts.
Mm.
Without controlling your thoughts, really, you can't create a life on purpose. No one can.
Mm.
Unless you take control of that muscle, you're not going to build what you prefer to build. Now, some people naturally think beneficial and empowering thoughts. That is the secret to success we talked about a little while ago.
Hmm.
And some people intentionally think empowering thoughts. And that's a key to success. But unless you think more empowering thoughts than limiting thoughts, your life will always be more limited than empowering. Because your reality is controlled by your thoughts and feelings and emotions and all that.
And
the basic design...
The true with the meditations, because throughout the day, I'll find myself kind of going down a direction and I'll hear, it's usually Kyla's voice, I'll hear in my head, I am a worthy being. I know that everything is working out for me. And that's all coming from my meditation.
Mm-hmm. I'm having fun. There's nothing serious going on here.
Right.
This is a game. Mm-hmm. The game is meant to be fun.
Mm. Mm. I think I've forgotten that one lately.
Well, it's nice that it seems serious. It's nice that the illusion is so strong, because without it, you couldn't birth the desires. You couldn't have the emotion. You couldn't learn to focus on what you want.
Yes.
You couldn't explore reality the way you intend to explore it. It's nice that it seems so real. But you can tend to get a little too serious sometimes. We've noticed that.
And that's our persona.
Certainly it's your persona, because your persona is this self-created image of who you are. And it lies within the bubble of your comfort zone. And if that persona is cracked by someone saying that you're not who you say you are, then you feel negative emotion because you feel fear. The fear is brought on with the ego trying to protect the persona, just like the survival instinct tries to protect the body, right? Mm-hmm. Now, this makes sense because if you are alive with the persona that you have, then you are perceived as safe by your ego. Your ego wants to protect that persona because so far it's working. You're not dead. However, you are certainly a limited version of who you could be. But by going out of that comfort zone, you're facing new adventures, new things that the ego isn't familiar with yet. And it's bringing up fear. So the ego is reacting to the fear. Without fear, you would have no ego. If you were living as a limitless being of pure positive love, that would be fearless. And your persona would be as big as the universe. There would be no limits to it. The only reason fear is involved is because you have some limitation here that you're trying to burst through, and the ego is sending you thoughts and urges to protect what you have based on that fear. So without fear, there is no need for an ego. So again, the conversation comes down to fear.
That's interesting, because I had a situation too where I was listening to two people talk, and my first instinct was like, my chest got tight and I started getting, because it was confrontational, and I started getting like, oh, you know, what's going on here? And then I stopped myself and I said, wait a minute, that's not who I am. I am here to observe, and I am a limitless being of pure positive love and acceptance, and that's how I'm going to be. And it was interesting because through the whole thing, it kind of just after, it was like, huh, that was interesting. And I mean, beforehand, I think I would have been really wrapped up. Or, oh my gosh, what if that was me? And blah, blah, blah. And I couldn't go there. And I was asking my husband about that because I couldn't go there. And that was a good thing.
What was excellent was that you were able to realize the fears coming up. And in the moment, understand that the fear is irrational because it had nothing to do with you.
Yeah, and it was my persona that was protecting me from nothing. I mean, I was nothing to be protected from other than me thinking, I shouldn't do this, or I shouldn't be like this. And it was like, no, I am a limitless being of pure positive love and acceptance, and this is a manifestation event. And
so when you expanded your persona, the fear evaporated.
Mm-hmm. Expanded my persona. I like that.
So expand your persona to encompass more love, and you will be interrupted by less fear.
Yes, and I did. I just had an overwhelming sense of love for everybody.
And that is an amazing thing, because in the moment you were present, you weren't thinking of anything else. Right. You were present in that moment, and so that you could focus what you wanted to receive out of that moment and be clear. And this is the power of focus, because you were focused more on what you wanted and less on what was unwanted. So you felt positive emotion, even though there was some fear there.
Right.
You understood the fear was irrational. So you're generally more in a positive state. And this is what focus is. Gary is doing the Joshua diet, and a major component of that diet is a playbook. And the playbook is now separated into two parts, a morning playbook and an evening playbook, because it was in one part, but to maintain focus for him, he realized that he had to do part of it in the morning and part of it in the evening. And this allows him to maintain his focus on what he's doing, how he's feeling, because the reason that a body would be out of alignment is a lack of focus on what is wanted. And mostly it comes from receiving urges from a low emotional state of being to soothe yourself. And in Gary's case, it comes sometimes with food and sometimes with wine and things like that. Sometimes with video games, which don't tend to affect the composition of the body, but in general, he wants to create an atmosphere of allowing so that he feels better more of the time. And the more he feels good, the more he attracts thoughts and ideas that resonate with what he wants. And so it's easier for him to focus on what he wants from feeling good. And when he dips into a low emotional state of being, he now receives these wild and crazy thoughts to eat something or snack on something or lay on the couch or not go on his walk or not do any exercises or whatever it may be. And so he can realize now that for him it helps to write in this workbook in the day, in the morning and the evening every day and do the exercises in that book, which keeps him focused on what he wants, what is wanted, instead of just going about and doing whatever here and there and bouncing around.
Well, that's so, kind of full circle. He starts in the morning and ends in the evening, and he's done a full circle. I like that.
He's maintained his focus all the way through the day. He hasn't gone long enough to lose his focus.
Right.
So if he'll do the morning part around 10 o'clock, he has this really good routine that he sticks to in the morning. He can then do his workbook, playbook at around 10, and then he can do his the evening part right before dinner, and that carries him through the entire day. And so it's just a tool to maintain focus. So you can do that anytime. You can say, my true desire is to be a limitless being of pure positive love. And so I shall write a list of things I appreciate. I shall pay attention to feeling good. I should make myself feel good. I should meditate and concentrate on my thoughts daily. I should realize when I'm in a manifestation event. I should analyze that fear, and I should get back to feeling good as quickly as possible. Keep on doing that. Keep on doing that. Keep on doing it for the whole day, and then tomorrow you can start over. And then you build up momentum towards that, and then you will start to manifest things. Boom, 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 boom. Things will come into your reality. Your reality will change so quickly, and really all of this comes down to is overcoming irrational fear. And when you can do that, it makes it a whole lot easier to leave your comfort zone. And when you can leave your comfort zone, then new things can happen for you.
Wow.
We would like to end this conversation with the words ta-da. Ta-da.
Ta-da. Voila.
Voila. It seems like we have said everything we could possibly say on this subject. If you just listen to this one podcast, it seems like, from our perspective, that's all the information that you need to go out and do whatever you want to do. You are a worthy and limitless and unique being of pure positive love and acceptance, and you can have, be, and do anything you want in this universe, in this reality, in this lifetime, no matter what your age, shape, size. Anything, education, doesn't matter. From where you are now, if you are listening to this recording, in this time, in where you live, in your place, whatever you're doing, you can create whatever you want. You can be, have, and do anything you want. And the way to do it, the way to limitlessness, is by reducing the limitations. And every one of your limitations is caused by irrational fear. So we should rename fear to limits. Reduce limits. Reduce limitations. So in the next conversation, maybe someone will bring up, how the hell do we deal with fear?
And we'll have the same conversation over again.
you know rationally how to deal with it. You were able to deal with it for a few minutes at a time yesterday. And then afterwards, momentum carried you forward and you lost your focus. So what did you do?
What did I do? Or
Yeah. Did you do anything? Did you just crawl up in a ball and sob in the corner?
No. I went to karaoke.
Went to karaoke.
And it was, yeah. I realized once I got there, because I didn't feel like it, and I, you know, it was getting closer and closer to time, and I was just dragging my feet, and 20 minutes before it started, I was just getting in the shower and still didn't know if I was going to go, and I just pushed through it and went. And even when I first got there, I was just, it was different. People noticed that I was different because I'm usually so bubbly and excited when I get there because Mondays are my favorite day. But I don't remember. Oh, somebody brought up something and I remembered my business cards. And so I got out my business cards to show them and I was excited again, just like that. You know, it was just instantly back.
Because you focused on what was wanted.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we can do that instantaneously. I think in, mm-hmm. At least the way I was brought up is like, if you're in a bad mood, you stay in that bad mood for a while. You stay in that bad mood until you feel justified and you got all your bad mood out, where now I can flip a switch. Mm.
All you have to do is take out one of Kyla's business cards.
Yeah. And I'm happy again.
You should sell those because... If everyone had a Kyla business card, whenever they were in a bad mood, they look at that and they go, and all it has to do is say, remember what you're interested in. Remember.
Okay, I'll buy
love.
One, Kyla. I'll buy one.
I'll give you yours for free.
They're only $300. See, we've just brought you abundance.
Thanks for that.
If just 25% of the 6 million people who are listening to this bought one card at $300, you would be abundant.
Just send me a message on Facebook at.
Excellent. Good. Well, we have enjoyed this interaction. It has been amazing as usual. Thank you to the three of you for bringing forth this infinite intelligence, because without you, it would be lingering off in the universe somewhere behind the Milky Way. And luckily for all of those who are focused on Earth at this time of awakening and enjoying the experience of life, you have brought down some phenomenal information that everyone can use to become limitless. And for that, we are in your gratitude. And we are complete.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine, by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.